best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
The biggest movie of the weekend and the one we've been talking about for over a year. It's out, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. And it's actually rated higher than The Dark Knight on IMDb right now.
As of right now, yeah.
Finally, someone else realizing that The Dark Knight is so overrated.
Stop it. Stop it.
So did you see The Joker this weekend? We're asking you on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, and asking you to rate it, because I gave it 4.8 out of 5 Joker giggles. Trevor gave it 4 out of 5 Joker giggles. And I would just, there's no spoilers in this.
No.
Except for the fact it's very dark. It's a tormented film. Don't bring your kids.
No,
for the
definitely.
Love of God, don't bring your children to this film.
This is not a comic book movie.
It's
dark. Honestly, I think this is one of the things that I kind of had issue with it a little bit, was that this could have been its own story without the characters from the DC, without the Joker.
It's very Taxi Driver-esque.
Yes, it's very Taxi Driver.
You're watching a person struggle with mental illness,
right?
And society gives up on him, and he's off his meds, and he legitimately has a mental breakdown.
Right.
He has a mental break, and I was talking to the fiance afterwards. She loved it. She gave it 5 out of 5, which I've never heard her give a score that high before. Of that, at dinner afterwards, is like, I don't even know if I can say that I liked it. I mean, I gave it a great score because it was very compelling and you couldn't keep your eyes off Joaquin Phoenix and you left feeling so disturbed and kind of dirty. And like, I don't know if I should have seen that, but I don't know if I liked it. Like, I don't know if it's one that I'm like, man, I love this film.
And right,
like,
right.
It left me feeling very unsettled.
Yes.
And I wanted to continue talking about it. And that's why I gave it such a high score, because usually you go to a movie, you sit down, you walk out, and you go, man, that was awesome. And then you go out throughout your day. Like, this one has stuck with me that I keep revisiting in my mind.
Joaquin Phoenix's performance was outstanding. He definitely came off as creepy, as disturbed.
As sick.
I mean, he's incredibly skinny.
Lost a lot of weight for it.
And his body you could argue in scenes, is grotesque. Like, I mean, it just looks...
It's very monster-esque. Ugh. He looks like he's turning into a monster.
Ugh.
In which he is.
And
mentally and physically.
And so, like, but as a fan of the Joker, and as a fan of DC Comics and things, like, this was a great performance. I'm not taking away anything from it, but, like, in the argument of who played the best Joker, I don't think this is it. I don't think it is.
Well, one thing, though, is Heath Ledger's performance. That's what everyone's comparing it to.
Sure, of course.
That Joker character isn't the same as the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. That, I believe Joaquin Phoenix's Joker will eventually get to the criminal mastermind that was Heath Ledger, but you're not seeing that yet.
This is an origin story.
No, you're getting a glimpse of it at the very end, where he's kind of joking and in his head, where you can kind of see that he's plotting other things, and you're like, okay, but... No, you don't see him just become a criminal mastermind. He's just a broken man that turns to violence and becomes a criminal and becomes kind of this the Joker. I don't know what else to say.
That's a fair point. Heath Ledger's Joker is the Joker in his prime. Like, that's the, I mean, like, yeah, he's had a lot of time.
He's been in and out of Arkham Asylum.
Right.
And I mean, he's honed his craft, and you don't see that yet in Joaquin's performance. I did appreciate, though, that after all these terrible DC Batman movies, they finally made a good one, and all they had to do was leave Batman out of it.
That's not true. That's not.
You got baby Batman. Little baby boy, Bruce Wayne.
Because this movie doesn't hold a candle to The Dark Knight. It doesn't.
Get out of here.
No, you get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Christian
the
Bale
Dark Knight
and
was
Dark
amazing.
Knight is garbage.
The
Two-Face
Knight...
was garbage.
No.
Dark Knight is garbage.
No. This
trash.
Is, you see, no, I'm glad this is being put out, because now it's putting it in perspective for everybody else. Good movie, not as amazing as Shags is leading it on to be.
No, I mean, we're getting 5 out of 5s on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we're also
KCMQ,
getting like 3 out of 5
and
2 out of 5.
Well,
like,
there's one. There's one, and that person doesn't know cinema.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
True laziness is memorizing how many minutes fast or slow your clock is, rather than just changing it.
People always say, Say no to drugs. But man, you'd have to be pretty high to be talking to a non-living thing.
That's not what they're saying, but...
Hello, drugs. How are you today?
No, it's not.
I'm going to have to say no. I know drugs. I'm sorry.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
What the hell is South City St. Louis?
Well, you know the city of St. Louis?
Kinda.
It's the south part of that.
I know where Busch Stadium is. Is that considered like the epicenter? Is that the center of St. Louis? Okay,
so yeah, like that's like the downtown portion is there, and then like to make it easy, everything south of that is South St. Louis.
Never heard of it.
Okay. All
right. But there's a new bar called Open Concept, and it's very similar to an open bar. It's interesting. They're going to charge you by the hour, not by the drink.
Really?
So the owner was quoted saying, "We decided to mix technology with that open bar concept to where you can pay per hour and you can stay in one space as long as you want." He continued to say, "You pay $10 an hour for premium drinks or $20 an hour for top shelf liquor, and then you can drink all you can legally."
Goodness. That seems...
Man, when I heard this, I was like, dude, I'm going to put you out of business.
That's not safe.
I'm going to hurt you.
That's not good.
I'm going to hurt both of us, my liver your pocketbook. But the more I read about this, the more I don't trust them.
Really?
I don't trust the concept. Because they go on to say that when you come in, you have to sign in using your cell phone.
Okay.
And Open Concept, the bar, uses technology to track all your consumption and keep the bar in compliance with legal limits.
Oh, so the bar is still counting your drinks and how many you're drinking.
But who's to say how much is too much when it's an open bar like that?
Yeah.
Are you judging by height and weight, or are you just doing, you know, on average, a person can have 3.5 before
right.
we need to cut them off?
Right.
Because if that's the case, then on you.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
No, I feel much more comfortable with like, hey, I'm going to spend blankety blank amount of money. I'm going to spend $10 and I'm going to get 3 drinks. Like, okay, cool. Like, I mean, that now is understood between both parties instead of this unlimited concept where at a certain point you're going to cut me off, probably for my own good, but I want to know when that is.
Yeah, the whole idea for me to go in there and pay $10 is to get really drunk on really cheap drinks.
Right.
But yeah, if you're giving me a 3.5-esque average, I'm still paying you like three-some dollars a cocktail. That's normal bar pricing.
That's right, which is probably what they're shooting for,
I'm
honestly.
Not trying to do normal bar pricing.
Yeah, exactly. This is where perhaps it's a good marketing strategy of trying to get people to come in on this open bar concept, but in the end, they're actually going to be spending just as much as they would at a regular bar. Could be.
I think that's where it's headed. At first, I was like, this is amazing. Like, we're doing this weekend. Let's go give it a shot. And then the more I read into it, I was like, you sneaky sons of bitches.
Well, okay, maybe, you know, because we're known for our investigative journalism here at the Morning Shag. Perhaps we should go and try this out.
I mean, it is the first of its kind.
See?
In the region and in the state of Missouri.
Okay, so we just need to learn more. We don't know yet. Perhaps we should go and try it.
I need an Uber driver from Limon Industrial Boulevard
to South City. But don't ask Shags where
I don't have an address. I just need to take me to something called South City St. Louis. I'll do the rest.
Fantastic.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Chelsea Handler posted on Instagram a photo of her bare butt cheeks. Which means Joker was the second most disturbing thing you saw over the weekend.
All right. There's a bar in St. Louis that charges by the hour, but they'll immediately go back to charging by the drink as soon as Shags walks in.
That's true. That's the truth. I have a problem. Simon Cowell turned 60 today. After his family sang him happy birthday, he said they were pitchy, nervous, and not ready for this party.
Oh, wow. All right.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Some guys just have all the luck. They just live the lives we all wish that we could. And this gentleman goes by the name Ronald Berry, who worked as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently no one told payroll, and if you believe Ronald, no one told Ronald either. So for 4 years, he just kept showing up to work on payday to collect his paychecks.
So wait, nobody told Ronald that he was fired.
If you believe Ronald's story, no one told him.
But he didn't keep going to work.
Well, because he said he took sick leave, that he'd been fighting a bunch of illnesses, and everyone just seemed to be okay with him just staying at home and collecting a paycheck.
Oh, really?
So this went on for 4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
4 years.
And in that time, they paid him roughly $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
But when he went last Thursday to get his check, the cops were there to arrest him.
Wow.
Bunch of buzzkills.
Oh, wait. No, come on.
So Ronald says he didn't do anything wrong. What? He claims he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and he thought the paychecks were legit.
For 4 years?
His pay stubs did list his hours, which you would have to know you didn't work, but he claims no one ever told him he was fired, and that's MTA's fault, not his. Now, they arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check, and at this point, it's not clear if he's also facing fraud charges.
Really?
And this is only one article. I read another article that he's already lawyered up, and his lawyer is fighting for him, saying, no, this isn't his fault. This is the payrolls. It's totally on them. Man, what a life. For 4 years.
Collecting a paycheck.
You didn't do anything.
When you didn't go to work.
But you were on payroll. There's a lot of people that get paid not to do much. You're on payroll, man.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you didn't get paid, I mean, for anything. You didn't do anything. Anything at all.
He was recovering. He had high blood pressure and asthma. George Costanza in him is so... This is something George Costanza would do. It's something that I would try to do. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, God.
I would love to get fired and collect a check for four years.
Could you imagine, too, like so he goes... Well, if you believe his story, I guess this isn't it. But, like, let's say you go to get your final paycheck, and you're like, okay, yeah, this is going to be the last one. That's okay. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, you know, I'm just going to go see. I'm just going to go see if I can get it. You know, see if it's still there. Just maybe I got another one coming to me.
Well,
and then it does.
It makes sense in the fact that him saying, I didn't know I got fired. I went on sick leave. You would still go to pick up your check. And if no one was asking you, hey, when are you coming back?
Right.
You just keep going and they got a paycheck for you. After the third or fourth one, you'd be rolling. Just like, all right.
I guess that does make sense.
This works.
If you were fired and you knew it, why would you keep coming back to get the paycheck?
Yeah, if you just took some time off because you were sick, you're still going to go pick up your paycheck.
Right. And then you're just waiting for the call to say, hey, when are you coming back to work?
Or you're thinking, man, I'm on the greatest sick leave ever. Four years.
I guess. Yeah, that's a little much.
I'm Team Ronald on this one.
Goodness.
Go get him, Ronald.
Okay, yes.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
The goalie's goal is to allow no goals.
It's safer to fall from 10 miles high than from the 10th floor because on average, you're going to live a bit longer.
Oh, my. Okay. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Who wants to get Wyatt Girl wasted on some Glenn Levitt Tide Pods?
Don't understand what they're doing. I don't know why they're doing it.
Glenn Levitt has just released a new product that's basically Tide Pods filled with whiskey. And if we're not supposed to be promoting eating Tide Pods again, well, imagine them like whiskey gushers for all you 90s kids out there.
A edible pocket of scotch that you can pop into your mouth and eat.
It's kind of a half-assed Jell-O shot, just without the Jell-O.
Yeah, yeah. You pop the casing, and then it's just the liquid scotch that you're used to, and then down the hatch.
They're calling it the capsule collection. Isn't that fancy? Well, hoity-toity.
Well, that's the thing. It's like Glenn Levitt, to me, in my perception of things, that is like top-shelf scotch.
They like to think they are.
Okay, fair enough. But, like, that's what, like, I perceive as being top-shelf whiskey. And this seems like a weird gimmick for top-shelf whiskey to want to participate in.
They're literal one-inch gel capsules that are filled with whiskey. They're just little Tide Pod-looking things. And each one has about 23 milliliters of whiskey inside, which really just means you're going to have to hammer two of the Tide Pods to get one shot of whiskey.
I don't get it. Why? Why would you want to do that? Especially if your perception is like mine of Glenn Levitt. Fancy. Scotch. Ooh.
And they come in three different colors, which is just strange to me. And I imagine, like, can you sitting around in one's den, your library, having a fine...
The study. It's the study.
Having a fine cigar.
Mm.
And going, excuse me, Trevor, would you like to try some of my Glenn Levitts? And you're like, oh, yes! That's a great year. It's been aged 50. Barrels and...
All that noise.
And then it comes out in a tray in a jello form. Like, are you kidding me? You can't be classy doing that.
Right. Like, there is a level of you're trying to be fancy, maybe trying to show off a little bit. And I'm going to pour a glass of Glenn Levitt for my guest. Here you are. But now that all goes away in this little gel capsule form.
Now, they're doing this as a special promotion just for the London Cocktail Week. But a spokesperson for Glenn Levitt is strongly suggesting that they will be in the U.S. very soon.
I just don't think there are many people asking for this. Are there?
And just a raunchy scotch just being jelly juice right down your throat? Like, gross.
Wow.
Let us know what you think of the Glenn Levitt Tide Pods on our Facebook page. We got a picture of them up. KCMQ Morning Shag.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Martin Scorsese said that Marvel movies are, quote, not cinema. My God, what does he think DC films are then?
That's come on.
After school specials?
All right. Elmo from Sesame Street is getting a late night talk show. Think Jimmy Fallon, but less giggling.
And finally, Steven Tyler humped a fan during a recent concert. Or as the fan was quoted in saying, man, that dude looked like a lady.
There it is. Good.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
What's the most popular way to cook bacon? Honestly, I don't care because I'm just going to fight the person that says microwave.
Oh, I can't believe that people do that.
It made the list, man.
How?
So there was an older poll a while back that we talking about how we consume bacon, that 70% of it is eaten at breakfast, 11% is eaten at lunch, 17% at dinner on things like burgers and salads, and the remaining 2% is eaten as a snack.
I like
to combine all of them because I talked about it earlier this morning about how I get in trouble. Because if the fiance's cooking bacon for a meal for us,
yeah,
I'll go in and I keep eating it off the plate. Like, even when I'm home and my mom's cooking bacon, I do the same thing. To the point where I get yelled at, like, you're not going to have any bacon on your BLT if you keep eating it. Is this going to be an LT? You want an LT? Like, legitimately, we make BLTs, we'll cook a pound of bacon, and my sandwich will have, like, one bacon strip on it.
Because that's all that's left.
Because that's all that's left.
Fantastic.
I ruin it for everyone.
Good.
But I am a firm believer you should only be cooking bacon in a skillet or a frying pan.
Oh, really?
46% of Americans agree with me. Now, 18% do it in the oven.
I've heard that that's really good because you can kind of put a drip rack down and so all the grease can drip down so it's a little bit healthier and it still cooks the bacon really well, real crispy.
But this is where we get weird, that 14% of those polled said they cook their bacon in the microwave.
I can't believe that.
Those are fighting words. Like, I would disown you. Like, you would no longer be a part of my family if I came over and I saw my brother cooking bacon in the microwave?
Dunzo.
No, you're gone.
I mean, what does that do to the
texture?
Take
his stocking down around Christmas. He ain't coming around here anymore.
He's not welcome at family functions.
No! He can't be trusted.
Oh, man.
Now, earlier when we were talking about this, we were making fun of the microwave, but then everyone was throwing out the grill, the Traeger grill, that everyone likes to grill their bacon.
Okay.
In which that landed at 2% on this list. Those are the top four ways people cook bacon. The grill, the microwave, the oven, and then frying pan.
Yeah.
But the thing that got really weird was 18% of people said they just don't cook bacon.
They don't?
What?
You just eat it raw?
I just don't think they eat bacon. 18% of Americans don't eat bacon.
That's ridiculous. They're missing out.
And then the remaining 2% either weren't sure or said they cook it some other way.
They weren't sure?
Yeah,
they weren't. I'm not sure how I cook bacon. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
And what's some other way? If we have the grill, the microwave, the oven, and the frying pan taken care of, are you just like out on a Missouri summer just cooking it on the sidewalk? How else are you cooking bacon?
Over a campfire, maybe? You could boil it, but who would do that?
Oh, God.
I mean, that's worse than microwaving.
Because I would think the George Foreman grill would go into the 2% of on the grill.
Well, I mean, it's the George Foreman grill.
I would hope so.
I mean, I would think.
I mean, are you sitting there at your house just with a lighter trying to heat it up? Like some crack pipe bacon?
Good, yes. Crack pipe bacon.
Oh, deep fryer. Someone just texted that.
That makes sense. A deep fryer? Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
That'd be interesting.
You deep fry bacon?
I'd try it.
I mean, essentially, that's why it's so good, is because on the frying pan, it's bathing in its own grease.
I mean, I'll try any bacon other than microwave bacon. We're going to fight. That's going to be a fist fight.
Now I kind of want to try it. I want to see what the, like, 14%. That's a significant chunk of people.
I imagine it just being so chewy.
Is it just laziness? Is it just, like, they're that lazy if I don't want to have to deal with all the hubbubaloo of frying up bacon that I'm just going to throw in the microwave?
Man, we're getting all sorts of texts. Bacon lovers in Mid-Missouri, I love you. Try dehydrated bacon.
Ooh,
or hang it from a hanger and torch it. Blowtorch it, trash man. I like it. Let us know how you cook your bacon. Oh, the air fryers. You bleeping hippies. Oh, on our Facebook page, right. KCMQ Morning Shag.
Throw them under the bus.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Google Maps is the real-life mini-map.
If you have sex in outer space, you are equally top and bottom.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it at leestirecompany.com.
Apparently, when farmers are done plowing the field, they like to go in and do some plowing in the bedroom.
Okay, all right. That was...
According to a new survey, farmers say they have more sex than people with any other job. 1 in 3 farmers say they have sex daily. Is that just because they're surrounded by things they can have sex with?
No, that's okay. Nope. All right. All complaints to shags@zrgmail.com.
It's a joke. Come
that
on.
Was
Now, the top 6 jobs that report having the most sex, which I kind of find entertaining that you're self-reporting, but we'll just let the facts. We won't let the facts get in the way of a good story. But the top 6 jobs that report having the most sex are, 1, farmers.
Okay.
Then architects.
Really?
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, we saw the Brady Bunch. Hairdressers. I'm getting all sorts of jokes in here. People in advertising, lawyers, and finally, teachers.
Teachers.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, we see about all their sex aides in the news all the time.
No, okay. No, wow.
Waka, waka,
wow.
Waka!
Have you had too much coffee or not enough? Like, what is...
I'm on a roll today.
Goodness.
Now, the last place job for getting it on is journalists. They say they have the least amount of sex.
Always out trying to break the story instead of going out on dates.
Too busy screwing themselves over.
Is that it? That one wasn't as good. You were doing really good until that joke.
I was on a roll. I really was on a roll.
Yeah, and then...
Now, the survey also asked the people to rate how good they are with getting it on, and farmers were on top there, too. 67% of farmers say they are, quote, incredible.
Well, who, when asked, like, how good are you in bed, like, who is going to be honest about that? Who is just going to be like, oh, no, I'm okay. Adequate.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'm
to
fine.
See? They say they are, quote, meh.
That was the option that you could choose. Meh. I'm okay. It's fine. It's gets the job done. Like, is that it?
Well, I'll have to tip my hat to all them farmers out there. No wonder none of them are lonely.
Okay, right. Well, good. At farmersonly.com. Outstanding.
Boom. Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, my gosh. Get him more or less coffee, whatever fixes this.
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the? time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A new study has found that binge drinking can damage sperm, which is why I carefully monitor my sperm's alcoholic intake.
Is that right? Is that right? Owning a dog can lower your risk of an early death by 24%. Meanwhile, cat owners, your pet already has you in the crosshairs.
And finally, the Minnesota Twins have now lost a record 16 straight playoff games. They're the Kansas City Royals of Minnesota.
Oh, come on. No. No.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Man, Halloween. Have you got your costume yet?
No.
What? Mine's supposed to show up in the mail tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So my family's coming into town less than a week, man.
Yeah.
No, a week from today. And it's going to be a lot of fun that my five-year-old nephew, Cooper, is going to be here. And like any five-year-old, big fan of Batman.
Sure.
He hasn't outgrown it yet. He hasn't realized it's an overrated garbage character.
No. What?
So...
What?
Batman. He loves Batman. And he's picked out all our costumes. So I'm going to be Robin. I ordered a Robin costume. That is going to be way too small. Like the biggest one I found was the inseam was 33 inches. My inseam's 38. So I'm 5 inches off.
Oh my gosh.
On this costume.
Wow. Yes, this will be fantastic.
So we're going to have to make some adjustments to this. But I bring it up because Google just released a bunch of data on Halloween costumes that people are searching for this year that we're going to see a lot of it. A lot
that would
of
make sense.
Pennywise.
Sure.
That it topped the top 10 costumes list. It topped the top 5 dog costumes list. It topped the top 5 baby costumes list.
Wow.
Which
all right.
I love. Fantastic. I want to see a lot of baby its this Halloween.
Baby Pennywise.
Now, the top 10 costumes overall, it was number 1. You know, your basic witch. That's always in the top 5.
Yeah.
Spider-Man
always ranks very highly.
Dinosaur,
yes.
The Disney's Descendants. I'm so old that we had to look that up. I was unaware of what that show or movie even is.
Yeah, we just know it's a show on the Disney Channel. That's it.
I did enjoy it. Well, of course, Fortnite made the list as well, as talked about how addicting that was
earlier.
It's very
addictive, yes.
The 80s made the list. Wait,
the 80s is not a costume.
Well, I grew up in the 80s. It was a bit of a costume decade.
Just neon. Yeah.
But that made me laugh of like, oh, top 10 costumes. The 80s made the list. But here we go. We're going to help you out, Trevor, because you and your wife, the top 5 couples costumes.
Oh, my wife hates couples costumes.
Well, not this year.
Oh, okay.
Because you could go as Lilo and Stitch.
I mean, I guess we could.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Sure. I feel like that's kind of standard.
Cosmo and Wanda from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
That's a children's TV show.
How about Adam and Eve?
Adam and Eve.
Just a couple of leaves?
No.
Ooh, that's a very simple. You being the creative cheapskate,
no.
That would be easy.
I'm not.
Go to Michael's, just get some plastic shrubbery.
No.
Glue it to your private parts? You're good.
Yeah, I don't recommend gluing anything to your private parts.
You can keep that under $5.
That's,
some fake plants and a glue gun. Boom. You're done.
Hot glue gun. Awful idea. Really bad. Don't do that. Yep. Nope. I think
I'll even buy you the glue gun.
Yeah, no, I'll pass.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
If a dog is blind, we act as their guide humans.
The McRib is the deadbeat dad of the fast food world. It comes around once a year and we're supposed to act all excited. Missed my birthday again, McRib.
All right, okay. Shower thoughts. Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells at LeeStireCompany.com.
Well, it's official. I work with animals.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I'm surrounded.
Just going to throw our coworkers under the bus?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All of them. Well, not all of them. Just those that share toothbrushes. That I work with people that think it's okay to share a toothbrush with someone. I overheard this conversation. I had to get up out of my cubicle. They woke me from my slumber.
Okay. Come on.
My mid-work nap.
No.
Because I heard them arguing on should you share a toothbrush with your significant other. No.
No, I would agree with you.
God, no.
But see, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. What their argument was is, what's the big deal? You kiss your significant other. Like, you put your tongue in each other's mouths. What's the difference?
I don't care if you're spitting in each other's mouths in the bedroom if you're into some weird stuff.
Okay.
Don't share a toothbrush. That's awful. That happened to me one time. The fiance says she accidentally grabbed my toothbrush. Guess what happened? She got a new toothbrush. That was hers.
So the question then came up of, oh, okay, well, let's say you're out camping. You're out in the woods. And you forgot your toothbrush. You wouldn't borrow your fiance's toothbrush at that point?
I carry around 10 portable toothbrushes with me at all times.
What?
They're called my fingers.
Okay, fantastic. Good.
I would rather use my dirty camping finger and brush my teeth than use someone else's toothbrush.
My dirty camping finger. Oh, my gosh.
And 83% of Missouri agrees with us. That, oh God, no, 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 no. They don't want to share a toothbrush with anyone. But what is this 17% of people doing? Saying, yep, not a big deal.
And then what's worse still is if you have a significant other who is in agreement with that 17%, but you don't know it yet. How many times have they used your toothbrush and you haven't even known it?
But quite honestly, the fiance is in the 17%. She doesn't know, doesn't realize what the, she doesn't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we argued over it. When she was using my toothbrush, I like freaked out. She's like, what?
But now does she respect your toothbrush and she doesn't use it even though she doesn't think it's a big deal?
I'm afraid to ask.
Okay, right. Yeah. That's, yeah, see? Uh-huh.
I check it with my finger though. It's dry.
Oh, okay.
So it works.
You check it. That's
sometimes I'll rub it against my face or I'll flick it.
Good.
To make sure it's not moist.
Right. Just double check and make sure.
She doesn't know, though. I am cheating on her. I have a cheater toothbrush.
You have a cheater toothbrush.
I have one stashed away just in case that those bristles are wet.
Oh.
Just in case.
You're prepared.
Just in case that accident,
right,
air quotes, happens again.
Fantastic.
Take our poll on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Do you or would you share a toothbrush with your significant other?
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Passengers on a recent American Airlines flight out of San Francisco may have been exposed to hepatitis A from an infected flight attendant.
Oh my.
I'm glad we finally understand what the A stands for now.
From American Airlines.
Hepatitis American Airlines.
Oh my gosh. All right. NASA discovered 16 androids targeting Earth. NASA needs to learn that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
And finally, a woman was stopped by the TSA for having 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos in her carry-on. They were afraid she might try to make her butt into an explosive device.
Oh my God.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
If you're new to the show, you may not know this, but if you listen a lot, we all know that Trevor is actually an alien being disguised as a human to take over the planet with one boring email at a time.
That's okay. No, that's...
That's how they're going to win. They're going to dull our senses through over email and then take it over when we've just given up all hope.
You mention at one point that you are a skeptic, that you don't necessarily believe that aliens have visited our planet. So Shags likes to then say, oh, that must mean you are an alien and you're trying to cover it up.
So we've spent 7 years here at the Morning Shag trying to find out where Trevor's home planet is. I don't think I've found his home planet, but I may have found his home base. That there is a UFO expert on YouTube that says he has 100% proof aliens currently live in a city on the moon.
Here we go. Good.
UFO hunter and expert Scott Waring has gone to the painstaking task to prove that there is an alien city in an archived NASA photo on the moon's poles.
Really? Yeah?
Oh, man, I got it up on our website, kcmq.com. It's like a 26-minute video that he breaks down where the base is. You can
see
it. For
26 minutes? Oh, God. Ugh.
I mean, it's amazing.
Nobody's got 26 minutes to spend on that kind of nonsense. Are you kidding me?
Nonsense? What?
How much does a UFO hunter slash expert pay? What's the going salary on that with benefits?
What he finds is priceless, Trevor.
Good answer.
Can't put a price tag on this information. Now, he points out during this video that there is a giant alien air vent leading to an alien base below ground. And if it's not an air vent, then it's more likely a doorway or a portal or a way into the base.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, duh.
Oh, sure, of course.
I mean,
yes.
It looks like gills. I have it up now. It looks like a portal into an alien base structure.
Because you know what those look like. Because you've seen those before.
And I'm not the only believer. I mean, others are commenting on his video going, "You rule, dude. Space Force has barracks."
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah. "An amazing find, Scott. It looks like a giant city of some sort. Definitely intelligently made structures."
Good. Good. Definitely. 100%.
So we know where Trevor has lived. We just still haven't figured out his home planet yet.
Whatever.
But there is definitely an alien base on the moon. And you can watch the video now at kcmq.com.
The full 26 minutes.
All you need is about the first six. That's as far as I got.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. All right. Great. So probably in the last 20, they debunked the whole thing, but you didn't watch that, did you?
No, they didn't debunk it. He's an alien hunter.
Okay. All right.
He's coming for you, dude. You better start sending more emails.
He can come by the studio anytime he wants. That is 100% fine.
Start boring society with your emails.
Okay.
Quickly.
All right. All right.
They're coming. The men in black.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
You have to fake sleep in order to really sleep.
Wishing someone a fruitful life is a good thing, but wishing someone a vegetable life is not quite the same.
No, no, it is not. And a vegetable life to you too. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Springfield, Missouri is just full of a bunch of turds.
All right. Okay.
Turds, little turds, medium-sized turds. It's just it's the city of turds.
Okay. You need to explain what you're talking about because you're sounding very rude right now.
Have you been to Springfield?
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Kansas City is the city of fountains.
Right.
St. Louis is apparently the city of gonorrhea. And now Springfield is the city of turds. That the cops have been going around the city and planting signs on dog poop reading, "Is this your turd? Because that's absurd." That people in Springfield aren't cleaning up after their pets and just leaving dog poo all over downtown and in city parks and stuff like that. And that breaks the law, man.
It does. What doesn't break the law is all of the ridiculous little flags and the sayings that they put on these flags over the dog poops.
This is a nudge to pick up the fudge.
There it is. Yeah. See what I mean?
But did you know that the city of Springfield picks up nearly 25 pounds of poop a week from downtown parks and parking lots?
Oh my gosh.
25 pounds.
Ugh.
Just the city of turds.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. See. I'm curious, like, because Springfield's bigger than Columbia.
It is.
I'm curious, like, is that a comparable number to, like, Columbia? Like it was, how much poop is the city of Columbia having to pick up? I'm curious.
Well, we pick up after ourselves.
We're better than Springfield?
Yeah. By a long shot. Yeah. We're civilized.
We're civilized.
Except for that guy I saw pooping in Stevens Park.
I was about to
say,
there you saw a man pooping in Stevens Lake Park.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about human turds. We're talking about dog turds
right.
here. But yeah, in Columbia,
we're civilized.
That might be a human turd.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I saw a mad pooper. I still can't believe that. But you're a dog owner.
Yes.
Are you a responsible dog owner?
Oh, yes.
Do you every single time?
I mean, as long as I see it,
there's not a stray turd left.
I mean, as long as I see it, like especially when you go to the dog park, like, so the dogs will like to roam around quite a bit, and I try to keep an eye on them as best I can, but Cashmere in particular likes to go out into the woods. There's a wooded area, so I can't always see her. But yeah, I mean, we bring bags with us everywhere we go. And if ever a landing takes place, as we like to say, then yeah, one of my wife or myself is going to go and clean it up.
I would have a whole city designing signs just for me.
You,
I'm not going to clean up after my dog's poop.
Oh my God!
I'm not a dog owner.
I actually
so you
had
don't
it.
Have to worry about it. But I would not. I would not. I'm not picking up a dog's turd.
I took Cashmere on a walk years ago, and I forgot to bring bags, and she landed on somebody one of our neighbor's yards. I was like halfway around the subdivision. I went back to the house, grabbed a bag, walked all the way back to that neighbor's house just to pick up the poop.
No, I'd be the one that taught my dog not to poop in our yard, but to go poop in a neighbor's.
Oh, see, no, that's not.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's not, no.
That's your yard. That's not my responsibility.
That's not how it works. All right.
You too can see the beautiful Springfield City of Turds on our Facebook page. Right. From now on, Springfield is now the City of Turds.
No, it's not.
I have named it.
It, no,
it is official. Send out the marketing. Springfield is now the City of Turds.
You are not Pharaoh, so it is written so it shall be done.
Like, it is. That's where we're headed.
Okay.
It's on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God. Are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.